Today we continue in the sixth parak of Maseches Demayin, and today we are doing Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So it says Mishnah Vav Beishamei Omrim Lo Yimkor Adam Es Zesav Ela L'Chaver, that a person who is selling olives is only allowed to sell it to someone who is a chaver. It says the Bartanura Leparush Hamuchzak LeTaharos, someone who's careful about Tumah and Tahara V'Lo Yimachrim L'Misheinu Chaver Shli Yidruchosam B'Tumah. The concern that Beishamei has, if you're going to sell it to someone who's not careful about Tumah and Tahara, he might cause tumah when he starts pressing these olives, they're going to become hukshah lekabel tumah, because the oil that seeps out from them is going to be machsher them to be makabel tumah, and then he's going to be metame them. So you're not allowed to cause tumah to this produce, which is tevel, and is therefore going to have trumos mixed in there. You're not allowed to cause tumah. So by selling it to someone who's not a chaver, you're causing tumah. But Beisilul omrim, Beisilul disagrees, and they say af lemaiser, that you're allowed to sell it to someone who's someone who's not careful about Tumah and Tahara, but as long as he's careful to take Maestro, says the Bartanura, points out, you could sell it to a guy who was Mekabel on himself to take Maestro, even if he was not Mekabel on himself to be careful about Taharos. Why isn't Pesel worried that it's going to become Tameh? Because at the time you're selling them, it's Akati lo Huchshuru, they're not Huchshur the Kabel Tumah yet. Oh, do you know for sure that they're going to become mukshur lekabel tumah? Well, yes, if he presses them and he makes olive oil out of these olives, they will become mukshur lekabel tumah. But you don't know that that's what he's going to do with them. Rova the times that is what he does with them, but you don't know for sure. It could be that he'll just eat the olives, and if he just eats the olives, they'll never become mukshur lekabel tumah. So it's a step removed from causing tumah to the olives, and therefore you can sell it even to a guy who's just careful about maestros. Utsnuei besil al hayinogin kidrei beshamay, but the Tsunuim from the Beis Hillel observed like the Beis Shammai. They were careful like the Beis Shammai to only sell to people who are careful about Tumah and Tahara. The Bartanura says Tsunuim Beis Hillel V'tikun ha-medaktikim b'mitzvos shayu b'Beis Hillel V'tikun ha-medaktikim b'mitzvos shayu b'Beis Hillel. Those who are super careful about mitzvos among the Beis Hillel. Now in the Melech HaShlomo, on the bottom of the Shnayis, he points out that whenever we have the word Tsunua, it can't just mean someone who's a Yirei Shemayim, because clearly that can't be what it means in our Mishnah, that the Tsnuim are just the Yirei Shemayim, because every member of the Beis Hillel was Yirei Shemayim, not a single exception. He says it means someone who's misnagin b'chasidus, someone who acts with an extra sense of chasidus, and that's a binyanav to any place that it says the word tsnua. So that's what tsnuei Beis Hillel, those who had extra levels of chasidus among the Beis Hillel, would observe like the shita of the Beis Shammai. Now Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah talks about the chiv of maestros for a person who splits his tevel with a shutaf. So shnayim shabatzrus karmeim l'toch gas achas. If you have two partners that pick the grapes from their vineyards that they jointly own, and they put them into the same wine press, so echad ma'asav, but one of these partners is someone who's careful about taking maestros, and the other partner is someone who's not careful about taking maestros, meaning he's an amaretz, he doesn't take maestros. So ma'aser, the guy who does take maestros, ma'aser shalom. The Bartanura points out, mesakin achatzi mekol mashagadol bekerem shel shneihem. He takes off maestros from the half of all that grew in the vineyard, and also the chelko bekol makom shahu. In addition to that, he also takes maestros from half of the share that goes to his partner, wherever it might be. So in the end of the day, he's going to be taking off maestros from three quarters of the produce. If you look at the Bartanura, he explains, it's demai wherever it is, his partner's portion. Because we don't rely on Breira, we have to assume that if I'm a partner, I own half of each and every grape, half of each and every single fruit in this vineyard, and therefore half of what my friend is holding on to may be my stuff, so therefore I have to take maestros on half of what my friend is holding on to, because that's actually my stuff. So I have to take maestros from everything that I'm holding on to, because that's what I'm actually in control of, and also half of what my friend is holding on to, what my partner is holding on to, because in reality that might be considered to be my stuff. So to summarize, applies. In Mishnah Vav, we said that according to Beis Shammai, you're only allowed to sell olives to a chaver who's not going to be gorim tuma. And according to Beis Hillel, nah, even to people who are careful about ma'aseh is good enough. You don't have to worry about being gorim tuma because it's not even hukshal kabal tuma yet. But the big Yirei Shemayim and the big the medaktikin and bali chasidus in the Beis Hillel followed the sheet of the Beis Shammai. We're careful to be machmir like the sheet of the Beis Shammai over here. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you have two partners that own a vineyard, and one of them is careful about Trumas Maestros, the other is not, the one who's careful about Trumas Maestros should take Maestros from 75% of the total produce. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Ches.